Blog Talk Radio.
Hey John, come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay, that's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my mama is? I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash. Body with no flaws, and when I walk up in the building, all the niggas stop and pause. I let this dude eat me out once, he don't wanna go home. He keep hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call a rubber band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she is clean. Yeah, baby, you want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, cause they niggas wanna date me. You know I turn them on, she'll leave me in a thong. I don't shake no ass, unless it's for cash. I don't shake no ass, unless it's for cash. When I walk a lot, to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not the baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit acapella. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me, shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the waist. So what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard.
His word. He is well dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kind. Oh,
tonight and every night your luck is in town at the crazy cop, where the ladies are beautiful and oh so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cop. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the crazy...
I don't need no disrespect. Baby, don't take this the wrong way. When I say, can you begin it?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all kids be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, I put it down. And when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some fun in. You know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game. Right here, okay. Do my thing. Right here, pretty hard to see. Can't do it, I need it. Yeah, so.
This right here, and this right here. Make some, make all lanes disappear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Mommy do it with no fear. In the morning she cooking me breakfast, straighten me a top and she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long, this right here got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my clutch, then I switch my gears. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some fun in. You know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game.
This right here,
do my thing.
This right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it, I need it.
Yeah. Keep her coming back, yeah, this right here. If I'm locked up, she accept my call. 32 carries, baby, with no flaws. Hit her on the street, on the floor, on the wall. After that, burn one, marinate tall. Don't be acting like your boy ain't putting it down like this. Watch your bow, stir it up, then I grind like this. When I pitch, I never miss. After you, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have her in tears. Break up, loving what we make her. Pretty smile, pretty skin, with no makeup. Break up, loving what we make her. Pretty smile, pretty skin, with no makeup.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some fun in. You know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game.
Right here.
Black women is different than white women. See, white women go swimming.
Black women ain't getting no fucking water. This shit gotta laugh.
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career as a chopper pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win the game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. It's your boy Youngin in the building. Slim. Like I said, dog, we get to the money.
'Cause I turn the fountain on and keep that water running. She say she got a man, but she let her feelings in. Legs so high, Giuseppe hit the ceiling fan.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you want?
Huh?
I know what you need.
You need me in your life.
Your life.
In my penthouse suite.
Yeah, yeah, on the balcony. Give it to you, baby, just like a G. You ain't never made love in the club, baby, to a thug like me. Yeah, young YB. Yeah. She take a bra off. I throw my grill on. Take off them boy shorts.
And leave me heels on.
love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky.
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend.
Oh, man, shouts out to all my motherfucking smokers out there, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Time to talk. Yeah, we live here on Tuesday, man. It's Regular Game Radio, WDGR. Home of the indie superstars, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. Represent five peoples worldwide, and I thought you knew. Thank everybody for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to worldwide, international fans, listeners, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout-out to my peoples off in the chat room. If you want to log on and be a part of the chat, you know what I'm saying? Have your opinion voiced virtually, you know? You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. That's S-M-E-L-L-Y-B-T-R if you're fly. And shout-out to NettyNet representing Texas. Dallas, Texas, and hotels.com, you know what I'm saying, /expedia.com for all your hotel and travel needs. You know what I'm saying? Hit them up for a discount. Tell them NettyNet sent you. They got my dog, you know what I'm saying, Goofy Bone, as always, part of the Trilateral Commission. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check us out. We got the new Trilateral Radio address that y'all can send everything to. If you got a crazy question, you know what I'm saying, that you want for a Goofy show, you know what I'm saying? You can send it if you just got something crazy you want to ask me. You know what I'm saying? You know how I'm going to answer that motherfucker crazy. And if you're an artist or you know somebody that's trying to get their music out there and get heard, send it to smellybtr at live.com. So shouts out my dog, Straight Low Records on Goofy Boom, representing in San Jose, California. And then we also handle this thing, you know, daily. And weekly, you know what I'm saying, on the 186 Point Deuce show. And we also take that thing late night, you know what I'm saying, my dog Seti J with the After Dusk Hour, you know what I'm saying, so it's going down real big. And also, if you're on the Ning Network, hit up my dog Seti J on the Dusk Spot. Yeah, he part of the Dot Ning Network, you know what I'm saying, got a page going on support. And also support my dog I Be the Wise One with the Teen Life Unlimited. .ning.com network. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do things for the youth all the way around the world. And I got Miss Soul Poetry, you know what I'm saying, representing up in the building, you know, real big. Appreciate all my poets out there. And what I'm going to do before I get off into my little telly-tale with down at the club last night, you know what I'm saying, get off into this here, you know, real quick. Think upon some things, you know, and we're going to we're going to get into a little conversation. I'll tell y'all what happened at the club.
Hush, 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 baby, hush. The lull of the world will come. Nascent dreams and fantasies open the door to freedom. Baby, hush. Let the tears flow evenly in the apex of your mind and feel the light through your spine. Think upon those things that make us human. Think upon those words that turn us against one another. Think about those instants when change soars into the sky, when you feel limitless, impervious. So, next time you curse the world, remember that you are part of it. Remember your significance in the eyes of the beholder. Then, and only then, will you be able to think of beauty. But right now, hush, and think upon those things.
Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Soul Poetry, you know what I'm saying? One of our BTR on, Record of Game Radio on, you know what I'm saying? Hot Poets, man. I got something else I'm going to be playing in a minute. I got to find the track. I don't even know what the hell the track is. This is my new track, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, check us out. And don't forget the new business that we got coming out. Me and Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get some grant money up, and so we can open up our new little business. And anybody, you know, y'all want to send some PayPal money to support, or anything, you know what I'm saying? You can send it to 442 North 34th Street, and that's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. We'll get it, you know what I'm saying? Be a part of the movement and get all the shrimp you can eat when we get the business open. Look out for wetback shrimp.
How would you
shrimp.
Like to go into the shrimping business with me?
Nelly's wetback shrimp.
Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
Yeah, so y'all check out our new business ventures coming, you know what I'm saying? Bubblegum Scrimp, a.k.a. Smelly Wetback Scrimp, you know what I'm saying? That's our new business. You know, we're trying to open it up in 3009, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, January 3009. Hell, man, y'all already know that's how we do it, live right here on Regular Game Radio. Went to the club last night, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Tampa Live, a.k.a. Club Manila's. You know, we went up in there and held it down for the promotion tip. You know, we took about 60 John New CDs up in there, you know what I'm saying, to do our little networking and, you know, trying to get people, you know, really knowing her and in touch with the move, with the music and the movement, you know what I'm saying, that we're trying to really – you know, have popped off. So we walked in. Shouts out to my dog, DJ Smooth, you know what I'm saying, for really showing love, man, and holding it down for real DJs. You know what I'm saying? My dog is in the VIP section. If y'all ever down here in Tampa, you can check him out in the VIP section, you know what I'm saying? And he do got a MySpace. I don't know what his MySpace is, though. I have to find it. But shouts out to the Untouchable DJs. That's DJ Smooth, Eminem DJs, you know what I'm saying? And that's real. So appreciate it. He damn sure held it down for us. He played the music. He let me get the mic. You know what I'm saying? Rock that bitch for a little while till the hating ass niggas want to try to get on the mic and do better than me. But nigga, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I pump shit up. So middle finger to all my haters. You know what I'm saying? That came through and represented too, though. It's all good. And then I got to send wait a minute. Let me find out so I ain't. Y'all won't think I'm just cursing on my show. This is what I got to say to DJ Reese and DJ Small.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is what I got.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna tell me he don't play no motherfucking indie artist after 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? He don't play my artist at 12 o'clock, but I came and talked to this old bitch-ass nigga before. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he just don't like my motherfucking artist. Whether she don't want to give him no motherfucking ass or no motherfucking play that he want, you know what I'm saying? Or And I ain't finna pay you, cause bitch, I'm a DJ just like you. You know what I'm saying? You got artists that you trying to break in the club, and I got an artist that I'm trying to get broken in the club. You know what I'm saying? So you just need to be a real fucking DJ and play the goddamn song. You know, I don't give a damn is when you getting that motherfucker at 9 o'clock, and that's the first song you just play just to get the fuck out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Play the shit. So you can get, you know what I'm saying, so you can get prepared to always hear the music. You know what I'm saying? You have to become a fan before you can make anybody else a fan. That's got to do with any type of music, any genre. You have to be a fan before you can make anybody else a motherfucking fan of the music. You know what I'm saying? You just can't push shit that you don't believe in. And there ain't no sense of even pushing that. If I didn't believe in Ja and that she got the hottest fucking music in the South, I wouldn't be saying that. And I've been saying that for 7 years, since 2000 and motherfucking 2. You know what I'm saying? And bitches is taking notice. They just taking notice, these small-minded, backwards, whatever the fuck wrong with these stupid motherfuckers down here that don't want to progress. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but what I do is I go around them. It's always a way to round crony ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we went on here and represented for my dog, DJ Smooth. We held it down over there and had that bitch rocking the whole fucking night, just rocking. You know what I'm saying? So you know, once again, to you all you motherfuckers talking about you can't play the goddamn music in the motherfucking club, you know, after 12 o'clock. You know, middle finger to all you motherfuckers, man. That shit, they'll piss me off. I don't like that coming from another DJ. You know what I'm saying? When you start spreading lines like that, they give DJs a bad fucking name. You know what I'm saying? Really, though. You know what I'm saying? This is shots out to DJ motherfucking Reese and DJ motherfucking Smalls. Small head bastards. Punk ass niggas, man. It's all good. Play my song real quick, though.
Yeah. Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. Yeah, it's going down, man. Yeah, y'all look out for our smelly wetback shrimp. It's coming out 3009 January when the ball drops. We're going to have free shrimp samples. Hey. Yeah, free plus for every basket of shrimp and fries. You know what I'm saying? Every smelly wetback shrimp you buy. Yeah, you got the smelly wetback baskets. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. It's coming. You know, that's how we do it right here live. And like I tell y'all, man, I always get exclusive here. You know what I'm saying? And just like I got Miss John New, and we, you know, pumping up exclusively at all clubs. Shouts out to Coco's Lounge. My dog DJ Storm for keeping it in rotation. You know what I'm saying? That's where we be at. And, you know, that's what we do. So I got Britney Spears' manager. His name is Harry Spears. Yeah, yeah. Harry Spears sent me some new music by her. And he say, man, you know, we tried to get it played on the radio. They weren't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they want to hear that old dirty, trashy Britney. You know what I'm saying? They didn't like this new Britney. So he sent the track to me to see if I could break it. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shit, I can break it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what we finna do right now, we finna feature this motherfucking exclusive. This is exclusive Britney Spears that y'all ain't gonna hear no motherfucking where else. He's chef on Wrecking the Game Radio. Yeah, let me get into it. Go, Britney, go, Britney, go. Woo! Britney, hey, Spears.
Yeah. I think I farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends. Oh, baby, I just gave it.
Thank you. wish somebody else should have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Beano. Went down to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Shout out to Britney Spears and Harry Spears for sending me that exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we playing it right here live. We going to break it. We going to break it. I mean, everybody playing that in their cars. You know, man, everybody playing it in their iPods. You know, they're going to be pumping Britney Spears. Damn right. Represent, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know, man, it's Regular Game Radio, man. We doing it real big, man. Y'all already know. I gotta let y'all know, man, we got some new shit coming out for you. You know what I'm saying? Just for all my technological peoples out there, you know, who get a little lazy sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know, we in the 3009 era. We coming up on it, you know what I'm saying? And this is the era where we got a lot of inventors and motherfuckers are coming out with all kind of lazy man shit, you know what I'm saying? Like toilet paper, that's a lazy man shit, you know what I'm saying? Wipe your ass with leaves, that's what we used to do until, you know, somebody got lazy and say, shit, we need toilet paper, and that's what we got now. So, with that being said, man, you know, I am the what the fuck am I? I'm a I don't know. I ain't the CEO. I'm almost controlling the company. So I'm a ACC. There you go. Almost controlling the country. The company. I'm a ACC, y'all, of the Microsoft Corporation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we came out with a new concept for all my alcoholics out there. So y'all check this out.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
Y'all already know, man. Yeah. Getting into a little music, coming up at the top of the hour, man. We got another news of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shouts out Straight Load Records. This is what we do, man. Right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio, DJ Smell So Good. Shout out to In the Field, man, just popped off up in here. Shout out to y'all.
Just to see what's up.
working so hot. I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more.
Yeah.
So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams.
Yeah.
See you chilling, all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall?
What?
Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You know, a selfie. If I ever find out...
DJ Quest!
We're still live up here on Recognigate Radio, man. I'm coming back at you. Got some more info to put into your ear. Interesting news. You know what I'm saying? Starting out live right here in the building. It's Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE. WDGE is Wrecking the Game Entertainment. It's the place to be. Right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, man. 813, let's go.
Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it. I can see that she's ready. So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
It's time to slap some motherfucking retards. Slap them. Scrawny little niggas.
Scrawny.
Trying to step up to me.
Step up, motherfucking
bitch. Get in the studio.
Get in.
Quit recording off a boombox.
Get in the fucking studio.
Get off my jock.
Get off.
Go fuck that fat bitch.
Fuck.
Death the goofy bone. I didn't see a gun. Just a bitch near. Yapping his gums.
Yeah.
With clothes so poor. Looking like a Goodwill. But you know the nigga. His name is Jay Wills. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. That should be hung in that cemetery. Cause niggas like you ain't worth a penny. Within the building.
Nothing and your bitch missing, piggy. Looking like some jokes, looking like some clowns. Trying to diss me, but you only made me laugh now. It's fucking funny looking at you scrawny niggas. My slingshot'll kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers. You niggas all so phony, would you be the fast ride? Nigga, go get a job before you homicide. Keep trying, I don't think they get it. Milwaukee, a very bad name. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak, just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny, nappy head, nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. Bitch, I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Just one more nigga I gotta put in check. With my blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas also broke, I didn't see a gold chain. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. Get your bitch ass up out the closet. Step up to me like a real man. And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Kid in Milwaukee, a very bad man. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts. But she stinks, smelling like coconuts. With a dirty ass shirt she be wearing. And with that dog, bitch, who you scaring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mud and trick, you'll be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beef because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me, but they're crowning themselves a little wannabes. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody. Kid in Milwaukee, a very bad man. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Just had to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? I don't need y'all motherfucking brainiacs. Let's go, man. Enjoy some silence, you know what I'm saying? Soul Poetry's in the building. Goofy Bone is in the building. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, my co-host. Lost a voice, but she'll be back. She'll be back, y'all. That's how we do it. Live right here on Record of Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? All artists, man, submit your music. Smell it, BTR, at live.com. I play it all.
Unformed thoughts vibrate, and I hear the music from this beat. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting, and I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flutter around. The purity of your face tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while. Then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.
That's real. Even for the shortest dance, man, y'all gotta love that. You know what I'm saying? That's deep, right? That's real relaxing, you know what I'm saying? Put you in that mood, that real just good mood, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Soul Poetry, man. And, yeah, that's how we do it real big. She got the CD, you know what I'm saying? And the CD is Risen, I believe. I might be saying it might be a little bit more than that, but I believe it's R-I-Z-E-N. The new CD is called Risen. She's touring Blog Talk Radio shows. So if anybody want to book her, you know what I'm saying, feature her and her music, please look up Miss Soul Poetry, a.k.a. Syndrome Marut. Yeah, Maruat. There you go, Maruat. Yeah, so you already know, man, doing it real big. And also check out MediaTalkRing.com, man, if y'all, yeah, it is really, all right. Check out MediaTalkRing.com, you know what I'm saying, if y'all, If y'all Skype users and you just want to make outbound phone calls, you know what I'm saying? Now, the only thing is when you call in the shows, you know what I'm saying, your number going to show up as all nine, so don't give you no phone number. But if you go to MediaTalkRing.com, download it real quick. It's real quick software. As soon as you know they put the thing on there, what is this? It doesn't work. Media Talk Ring. Yeah, all you got to do is have a microphone on your computer. You got to have a microphone, because I use it on my laptop, so I can make, you know what I'm saying, local calls. Well, I keep forgetting. I'm sorry. Girl, I'm going to have to find something for you. But I believe that I mean, you in Canada, and I'm over here in the damn U.S., so, yeah, that's right. I'll find something for you. Just hold on. For the end of the show, we're going to find something for Miss Old Poetry to make phone calls off of for free. You know what I'm saying? For all my Canadian people out there, shouts out to Canada. You know what I'm saying? And shouts out for Miss PC, just coming up in the building. You know what I'm saying? AKA Miss Computer Lady. That computer love. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, she is a computer guru. You know what I'm saying? So if any of y'all are going through something like this here, please contact Ms. Computer Lady for help. She can help you out. You know what I'm saying? Don't go stressing. You know, because the world is a challenge.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the Internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Yeah. Make sure you hit up Miss Computer Lady if y'all have experienced any of those symptoms. She can help y'all in that technological end, man. It's a regular game radio. Miss Jadnu, you know what I'm saying? Check her out, www.myspace.com/JadnuThePrincess. Yeah, also Drag Boys Princess. Yeah, we going down real big, man. Let's go.
Enough to eat. Better watch me when I talk, I'll sweep you off your feet. He said, love mama, girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines. He made me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders in.
You really like it? I bet you wanna body.
DJ, turn it up, that's my song, yes. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, about your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, real them niggas with a smile, yeah, yeah. The dick call me too thick, put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. You really like it? You're getting excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
I can tell that you want me. You all own me. I heard you in the street bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead. Keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you just on that E.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Hey, Mom, watch. No hands. What happened? I just lost control of my bike and crashed. Only skinned my knee a little bit. Isn't too bad?
Jesus H. Christ, my little baby. That's it. No more bike riding for you. Not today. Not ever.
Mom, it doesn't hurt too bad. I love my bike. I just fell. It happened.
That's it. I'm getting you a car.
Wow, cool.
I did not bring you into this world in order for you to be exposed to anything dangerous. I lost my figure for you. I ruined your father's life with my nagging. I will not see you die on some outdated contraption. I won't. I won't. I won't. I will protect you in any way I can. It's a mother's duty.
I love you, Mom.
Well, you need a car. We'll remortgage the house or do whatever it takes. I want you safe. And what better protection than an overpowered sports coupe you can drive when first experimenting with drinking and drugs?
The teenage years can be difficult and dangerous. Don't make them deadly. Don't let your teenager ride a bicycle. Be a mother, not a murderer. This is a public service announcement paid for by the Governor's Office in association with Maibatsu Cars of America.
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
Yeah, man, that is... public service announcement, you know what I'm saying? We had to make that real quick. And we're going to get into some nutty news of the day, and y'all already know how we do it. Nutty news, hold on, man. I always do that every single day. Hold on, man. Y'all got to bear with me. I got to get my nutty news theme music started, you know what I'm saying? I always do that. I always start without my... Here we go. Alrighty, y'all. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all of your crazy, nutty, off-the-wall news, it's going down live. Right here. Here we go. Alright. Never stop. Stop, stop. I say stop. When I say stop, I mean stop. What kind is that? All right, you know. welcome back, Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, going down real big. Make sure you check out Goofy Bone. He on daytime and nighttime. You can catch him out late night. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. What's late night? Bone, the Bone Hour. You got the Bone Hour at nighttime. What's that, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I believe that's 7 p.m. or 6, is it 6 or 7? I don't know. He'll throw the info in there in a minute, and I'll give y'all the late night. All right. That's how we do it. Right here live, man. We are all the way around the world when we report the news, man. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm live in Tampa Bay, Florida. You know, 813, Trey Folk. But we are all around the world. This is an international radio show, Tampa Bay's most unbiased and international DJ. Yes, DJ smells so good. But, yeah, we starting in Florida. It's going down, man. Undercover drug investigators play why during a raid. Oh, play this goddamn Wii station. Hell no. Nah. Yeah. With guns drawn and flashlights cutting through darkened rooms, Polk County, home of the methamphetamine capital of the world, Polk County, undercover drug investigators stormed the home of convicted drug dealer Michael DeFalco near Lakeland. As investigators searched the home for drugs, some drug task force members found other ways to occupy their time. Within 20 minutes of entering DeFalco's house, some of the investigators found a Wii video bowling game, yeah, and began bowling frame after frame. Yeah, pretty sure they sat up there and probably waited for his motherfucking ass. You know, found some other shit, you know. Yeah. Crooked motherfuckers. Anyways, we in Jerusalem, people. Yes, we are in Jerusalem. Be fruitful and multiply. And, yeah, this is not shocking. Granny has 1,400 relatives. Rachel Krzyzewski was 19 when she married her cousin. When she married her cousin Yitzik from within the ultra Orthodox Haredi community in Jerusalem. Yeah, that's a cult. Anyways, the young people then set about following the Jewish commandment to be fruitful and multiply. And they certainly succeeded. By the time she passed away at age 99, Rachel had, according to her family, no less than 1,400 children. Ain't no fucking way. No less than 1,400 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great-great-grandchildren from your cousin. Right. Okay. And the show is 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, that's your times for the bone hour. All y'all ladies, I want to get boned. For about 2 hours, actually, so that's kind of incorrect. But it's the bone 2 hours, but it's an hour. Yeah. All right, fuck it. All right, we in New York, people. Yeah. Obama's late night comedy show, and everybody's getting tired of this month. God, damn it, Obama, keep your motherfucking ass off the motherfucking TV. Unless you're talking about pulling the motherfucking troops home. I'm getting tired of this shit now, this goddamn show bomber. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all have to come up with a new name for his ass, show bomber. I mean, damn, man. You want more than the motherfucking TV host. All right, President Barack Obama sat down with late-night TV talk show host David Letterman, wrapping up a blitz of television appearances as he tries to build support for his domestic priority, an ambitious health care overhaul plan. Was Jimmy Carter onto something? Was this unease or poor decorum rooted in racism? Or is that just something to talk about? Letterman asked that. You know what I'm saying? And this is Obama. First of all, I think it's important to realize that I was actually black, before the election. Obama said to huge laughs from Letterman in the audience. Motherfuck that shit. You the president. Give a fuck if you're green. Shit, we put goddamn Schwarzenegger. You know what I'm saying? Look at his ass trying to fucking do a Castro move and release troops and shit. So we can make that crazy ass move. Hey, man, fuck color. We didn't look at his ass because he was a motherfucking ex-Nazi and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's the land of the free, home of the brave. If you're brave enough to come to this motherfucker and get your grind on, hey, welcome home. But yeah, getting tired of this show shit, you know. But it's all good. Obama, do your thing, man. Hey, fuck it. Do whatever the fuck you're doing. All right, we all the way in the UK, people. Shouts out to all my Ukrainians and United Kingdom people out there. You know, I guess that's the UK. I don't know. Yeah, we got 1 in 6 patients. Oh man, this is, and I read another case about this the other day. Now. Yesterday, matter of fact. 1 in 6 patients are misdiagnosed. Yeah. Doctors were making mistakes in up to 15% of cases because they were too quick to judge patients' symptoms, while others were reluctant to ask more senior colleagues for help. While in most cases the misdiagnosis did not result in the patient suffering serious harm, a sizable number of the million of NHS patients were likely to suffer significant health problems as a result. And it was said that the number of misdiagnoses was just the tip of the iceberg, with many people still reluctant to report mistakes by the doctors. Boy, so hey, if you're going to the United Kingdom, which is the UK, you might want to stay healthy. Yeah, everybody want to stay up and shit. Don't go over there trying to cough and shit and talking about letting the doc see you. Yeah, you go on that bitch and getting your leg cut off. That's like a University Community Hospital move. They done did down here. Go in. My hand hurt. All right, you want me to take the pain off of that hand? Ah, chop your foot off. You know, that's the type of mentality. All right, check it out, y'all. We coming all the way back to Florida, man. We're going to bring this thing down to about an hour. Naples about 2 hours away from me. Yeah, it's old folks home. East Naples, got a lot of drama going on down there, too. Man was arrested without pants at a laundromat. Yeah. All right. Authorities in Florida said a homeless man arrested outside of a laundromat told deputies he wasn't wearing pants because they were inside being washed. Yeah, Collier County Sheriff's deputies said James Lowe, 59, was spotted outside of the coin-operated laundry in East Naples with nothing on below the waist but a jean jacket that was not completely covering his genitalia. Hey, man, my dog said, I'm tired of motherfucking get clean, man. Shit. Yeah, I'm free balling. You know, let the man free ball, streaking and shit. Oh, man, free balling. That's crazy. All right, here we go. Mother forced to give up baby, gave her wrong embryo. What the hell? We're back in the UK, people. Okay, a pregnant mother will have to give birth to another couple's baby after a blunder by an IVF clinic, whatever that stands for in their clinic. I won't put their name out there. Carolyn Savage had the wrong embryos implanted into her and will have to give the boy up to his biological parents as soon as he is born. What the kind of shit is that? Yesterday, Mrs. Savage, 40, who was expecting her fourth child with husband Sean, said the hardest part is going to be the delivery. I remember communicating with the unnamed mother of this child as to what I was envisioning and hoping for. I said, we want a moment to say hello and goodbye. Boy, that's some fucked up shit. Man, y'all better stay the fuck out of Ukraine. Out of Ukraine, United Kingdom. Right about now. They fucking some shit up. You got to just go over there healthy and unpregnant. You know what I'm saying? And not wanting to have a baby. Man, I don't know, man. That's a. All right. Here we go. Obama ties. That's what I wonder, man, because this Acorn shit is really pissing me off. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, today is Tuesday, Fool's Day on 186.Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out shortly after this program, Wrecking the Game Radio. This is Washington, D.C. Obama ties to Acorn dating back 20 years. Yeah, because I know niggas ain't have shit to do with that 20 years ago. Only one of the five television networks that interviewed President Obama for the Sunday shows bothered to ask him about Acorn, the left-wing community organizing group whose federal funding was cut off last week by an overwhelming vote in Congress. Mr. Obama took great pains to act as if he barely knew about Acorn. In fact, his association goes back almost 20 years. In 1991, he took time off from his law firm to run a voter registration drive for Project Vote, an Acorn partner that was soon fully absorbed under the Acorn umbrella. Mr. Obama's success made him a hot commodity in the community organizing circuit, and he became a top trainer at Acorn's and Chicago conferences. Man, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. All politics is crooked than a motherfucker anyways. I have to play that goddamn T.I. song, Live Your Life. You better live your life. So, and we still in Washington, man. Shit. Can we get the fuck out of Washington? Gaddafi travels with pistol-packing women bodyguards. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My dog come, man, that's the way you're supposed to do it, right there. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, we got 408 in the building. Hold on. Bring my homeboy in, y'all. I had to switch to the switch. Goofy Ball, you in the building. What's happening, homie?
Hey, just remember that I am Mexican before this call.
Oh, okay.
I was just
part CEO right here of. Yeah, this is part CEO of wetback shrimp, smelly wetback shrimp. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
we
smelly wetback shrimp, people. Y'all better go out and eat that shit in 3009, January. January 14th, 3009, smelly wetback shrimp is coming to a home near you if this planet is still here. For shit.
Well,
it's in the works, people.
Yeah, no, and I think everybody, you know, I don't think everybody heard our new commercial. Did they hear our new commercial?
No, but I'm going to make one, though.
Oh. All right. Well, yeah, we got a new commercial, you know what I'm saying, going to be coming strictly for, you know what I'm saying, our new, you know, all you can eat, you know what I'm saying, smelly wetback shrimp.
Check
you know
this out.
Saying?
All you can eat shrimp. And I'm going to tell you this right now. All you can eat shrimp.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds of gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent.
Really?
I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, 50-50. All the shrimp you can eat.
Uh-huh. Check that out, people. 50-50, all the shrimp you could eat. For $50, you could have all the
That's
shrimp
an awesome
you could eat.
Story,
Shout out to DJ Smell So Good and wrecking the game, radio. Live.
Yeah, baby, I wasn't even on the damn switch and shit. My bad.
Yeah, but continue your news, brother.
Oh, well, yeah, because we're still in Washington, D.C., man.
Still in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So Gaddafi, you already know who Gaddafi is, right? Okay, well, fuck it then. Mo Almamar, Gaddafi's pistol-packing posse of 40 to 50 women bodyguards. See, that's what I'm talking about. A whole bunch of titties, you know what I'm saying?
But my question is who's Gaddafi?
Hold on, I'll tell you. Sometimes called his Amazon guard. Would be part of his massive 150-member traveling entourage that's going for the United Nations General Assembly session. Along with live weapons, the guards will bring their bad girl reputation. In 2003, the women, smartly outfitted in form-fitting desert camouflage uniforms and blue berets, caused a pushing and shoving ruckus when Gaddafi got in a shouting match with Saudi Arabians at an Arab summit. Yeah, y'all want to fuck with them women now.
So is that a guy or is that a chick?
Yeah, no, Gaddafi. He's one of them world leaders over there in one of them countries. I'm pretty sure somebody.
So basically, he's goofy bone to the Maximus. He just got a bunch of women packing guns for him, and he go around talking shit, and all the women be slapping motherfuckers around.
Basically.
Man, that's goofy bone to the Maximus.
And he coming 150 deep, so he ain't worried about nobody fucking with him. Like, what it do?
I mean, I had a couple of chicks, you know, one at a time, though, carry, you know, my shit for me. But I never had no 150 carry gats with them. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Gaddafi, man. What a true pimp right there.
That's a pimp. Man, you ain't hear about the damn this motherfucking plumber pissing off a Virginia restaurant?
Joe the plumber?
Oh, shit, man. We all were in Fredericksburg, Virginia, y'all. A man apparently trying to create dirty work for himself by terrorizing urinals is public enemy to number two. What the hell y'all writing? Public enemy to number one. What the hell is that? It's public enemy number one. Motherfuckers, what the hell a two is? Who be writing this?
I thought public enemy number one was John Dillinger.
I don't know. He's public enemy. What the hell is you talking about? Right? Okay. Public enemy number one at several Virginia restaurants. Police identified Timothy Banks, dumbass black dude, 39, as the man allegedly breaking urinals and then offering to repair them for a fee. An employee at the Cracker Barrel reported a broken urinal in the men's room. A suspect was seen fleeing in a gold Chrysler with Maryland plates. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
My God.
Hey, is the economy that bad where you got to just, you know, well, that's what mechanics do, so there ain't no motherfucking difference. Shit.
pulling a Lokes move right there, shit. Man. Breaking shit and be like, oh, I'll fix this for you at a good price.
Man, I went, took my mama Lexus one time when we first got that motherfucker, and took it and got the, me and my homeboy did the brakes on it, changed the front brakes. The brakes just need to be bled, electronic system and all that shit, right? So I took it to the damn brake place now, where, you know what I'm saying, where they posted, you know, do brakes. This motherfucking, you know, Spanish dude get under my shit. And I'm wondering how the hell can you bleed brakes by yourself? So I figured he had some kind of special machine or some shit. I see this motherfucker. I'm watching him now. He go around all the motherfucking wheels, and he bleed them, but he just open the cap up and let all the motherfucking fluid out and leave the caps open.
So wet
go back after all of them was drained, close the caps, put some more fluid in that bitch, and then let that motherfucker down. And then he got into it, pumped the brakes a little bit, and he gonna talk about your brakes a little weak. I think it's your master slave cylinder going out. I got in that bitch, pumped the brakes, like, damn, this motherfucker ain't got no brakes. I said, man, I stopped when I came up in this motherfucker. I said, nah, you telling me I ain't got no brakes? I said, man, hell the fuck no, nah, man. I said, you got me fucked up. I said, well, how much is the damn mass slave cylinder? That bitch went in there, came out $309 or some shit. With label, it'll be like $485. I said, man, look, go get your supervisor, man. You got me fucked up. He went and got the dude that worked in the office who ain't even no motherfucking mechanic. He just, you know what I'm saying, paperwork motherfucker. I said, man, listen here. I said, before I call the police, you know what I'm saying, I said, I came up here and paid $25 to get my brakes bled. That's what y'all charge, right? Yeah. I said, well, why the hell, when I get into my car, I had brakes when I first came up here, and now I just leave, and I'm about to fly into the fucking road with no brakes. He said, I said, the motherfucker right there, man, he didn't bleed my brakes. I said, he never even got in and pumped the brakes or nothing. How the hell you bleed brakes like that? And then you come back and tell him it's a damn master cylinder and shit. You know what I'm saying? I looked, wasn't no leaks around the damn master cylinder or nothing, except for, well, you know, the he poured fluid or whatever the hell he did, whatever sabotage bullshit he did. I said, man, check this out. This is all I want you to do. I'm going to get inside. I'm going to pump these motherfucking brakes. All I want you to do is go around and bleed, is turn the screws. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need you to do. Man, I pumped them bitches up. Boom, he did it. Boom, he did it. Each one of them motherfuckers, we had to do it like three times. Man, my shit pumped back up. Man, I middle fingered that motherfucker and sped the fuck up out of there, man. And put that and stop. I got a video clip of their ass, you know what I'm saying?
Wetback move and a half.
Oh, man,
I'll tell
some,
you that for damn show.
That was some real bullshit. So y'all haters, y'all got to watch out too, because they get you just like that. And I'm a man, so. You know they ain't showing no love when it comes to women.
Hey, you know, another thing is to scare people, and this is, it's in California, you could do this, I don't know about any other state, but you could ask, you could videotape them.
Oh, I did, that's what I was saying.
But I mean, you don't even have to ask them, you could just put a videotape right there and just videotape them.
Oh, well, I did that the next place I went to. And the dude, he came all the way up to my face. I was finna fight his ass, because he came and put his hands up on my camera. And after he seen me, I videotaped his ass all the way around the whole parking lot, walking in and out the office, walking into his shit. And then when he finally seen what the hell was going on, he came, oh, hey, what are you got? I said, man, if you put your motherfucking hand on my camera again, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? He put his hands up and touched the lens, and I just pulled it down and then put that bitch back up on him. He said, man, you need to get off my property. I said, well, I'm going to call the police. I said, well, call the police. I said, because you in the wrong. He had nothing to fuck me, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, the same companies, though. Two same company, but two different owners. Got both of their ass on video camera. Yeah.
Man, why you got the same company? Come on,
I don't
now.
Know. Different owners. You know what I'm saying?
Went back rigged in a half, man.
Hey. All right, man. We're going to France, y'all. Let's take this thing to Paris, France.
You go ahead and handle it. I'll call back.
All right. That's what's up. That's Goofy Bone, ladies and gentlemen, San Jose, California, Straight Low Records on. That's how we do it right here live on Reckoning Game Radio. Yeah, we got catacombs. The catacombs are closed to public due to vandalism. Yeah, that's where the bones and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Paris is underground bone collection, the catacombs, has been closed to the public indefinitely after being vandalized. I mean, wow. Ordinarily, the creepy collection of human remains cleared from city cemeteries long ago is orderly, with bones piled in stacks along underground tunnels. But a post-vandalism photo showed bones and skulls scattered along the walking paths. Yeah, so somebody coming out. Man, y'all going to come in. How you going to desecrate the dead that's already reburied? I don't even know what level that's on. I don't even know what level that's on of fucked upness. Yeah. All right, two more, y'all. We getting back into it. Yeah. We in Jefferson County, Missouri. Yeah, in Missouri. Yeah, where a loony shoots himself teaching gun safety. Yeah. Given the name or the victim and the stupidity of the following incident, you'd almost think the story was made up. And I will actually have to read this in full. Yeah. This is coming to you from KSDK TV. Yeah. And this is actually in Imperial, Missouri. Yes. An Eastern Missouri man is dead. Damn. After accidentally shooting himself while teaching firearm safety to his girlfriend. And damn, he just fucked her whole damn. I'm pretty sure she never want to fuck with a gun. Yeah, KSDK TV reports that 40-year-old James Looney, yeah, James Looney of Imperial, died of a gunshot wound to the fucking head. Kind of shit is that? The shooting happened Friday. Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer told the station that according to the witnesses, Looney was demonstrating how to use the different safety mechanisms on several guns. Witnesses told authorities that Looney would put the guns to his head, ask his girlfriend if she thought the gun would go off, then pull the trigger. Oh, man. Well, yeah, the safety mechanisms worked for the first two guns. But the third gun fired. Yep. And Looney died Saturday at the hospital. Fucking Looney. Goddamn Looney. Yeah, he's a real Looney. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shouts out to Soul Poetry for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, make sure y'all check her out live on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to be featured on many shows. You know what I'm saying? So y'all check her out. And last but not least, stupid motherfucking 9/11 conspirators refused to appear in court. Yeah. In the most bizarre moments, the three 9/11 conspirators who are acting as their own attorneys, yeah, refused to come to court. The prosecution says the men should be forced to attend, even forcibly extracted from their cells. But the judge declined to do so. So, a military judge agreed to another delay in the war crimes trials of five Guantanamo prisoners charged in the September 11th attacks. And, yeah. All right. What the fuck ever, man? Should be some Americans on that shit, too. I don't know how the hell y'all blaming it all on the motherfuckers in Guantanamo. All right. Shitting me. The bitches didn't do all that shit by their motherfucker selves, but, well, you know, they ain't gonna let out the truth until later on when a book needs to be written and a motherfucking movie's gonna be put out and you know, president's long gone and all that bullshit. Then you get to hear about the real news, you know what I'm saying? That's why we do what we do here, and I tell them, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
You know what I'm saying? Because the real news be on that old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They just so
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
You know what I'm saying? And that's real, man. So we're going to get back to the music, you know what I'm saying? This is my own boy, Fat Boy Fresh, featuring Tom G, man. Yeah, I hope y'all ain't mad at me, because the government fucking you over, man. 9/11! Ah!
On track. Fresh, hand on tech, keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck, riding the whip, they ain't even seen yet, that's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach, the watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic, the band got a fever and the bevel got the colic, ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics, my charm so icy, my chain so heavy, the haters don't like me, you can get it, I get it if you gon' stack your paper, pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, yeah, nigga, hoes on me like fleas. Plant full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, love scared. I ain't tripping, need more haters, matter of fact. I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit the script club, hoes to my clique, get loud. I don't make it rain, or I'm category five. Know some real niggas with the pounds in the pie. You motherfuckers mad, I can see it in your eyes. Now, is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold? Is it that I got a good dog? Say you bitch nigga free. You would never catch me where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G. Blair hit a negative. Like it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger. Sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is. I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept. See for yourself. Different barrel kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice. Might be some gators. I like what I'm saying. And you might be a hater. White navigator. V10 engine. White plate sitting on a whole lot of inches. Hey, is it that my wrist so cold?
Let's see if I can get this on. Here we go. Hold on, people. We got a bunch of ones lighting up the board right here, people. Let's see if we can get us a surprise off in here. This motherfucking switch work. Open up the line, damn it. Nope. Going on. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Hey, it's Miss Tasha Triple X in the building.
I got my voice back. Yay.
All right, as y'all, we got Miss Tasha Triple X is back in the building. Yes.
Oh, baby.
We are back complete.
Guess what? I watched Crocodile Dundee for the first time tonight.
Damn. But guess what?
What?
Shit ain't going. God damn it.
What?
Shit all off cue and shit. What kind of shit is that? My shit was off cue, you know. It was supposed to start, but it fucked up the whole joke.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Hey. So what's up, baby? How you feeling? You got Goofy Bone. We got Miss Computer Lady in the building. You know what I'm saying? We chilling.
Oh, hey, Miss Computer Lady.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. So I guess it was appropriate. You know what I'm saying? Time to talk Tuesday because it's time to talk. Miss Tasha Triple X is back up in the building, hailing all the way from Perth, Australia. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Perth and all my Australians out there. I'm saying, all you wankers.
All you wankers.
Hell yeah, it's going down. Shouts out to dude on Old Rudy show. Old Rudy had a dude call from Perth, actually. You know what I'm saying? Called his show. Yeah.
That's really? Wow.
They Perth standing up. Perth is standing up. They Perth standing up on Blog Talk Radio. You see him? You see him? Checking in. Representing the world. Representing the world. Yeah, so, you know, you've been gone, and you know, I know you've been through a couple of adventures. What's been happening? Give us an update.
I have, well, you know, I'm just getting myself ready for my vacation, and I lost my voice all last week from, like, Monday to Sunday. Got my voice back, well, slightly yesterday, and today it's all good. So I'm feeling great. I'm finally being able to talk to people. I couldn't. It was so terrible. You heard me. It got worse. But I'm good and everything's fine. And yeah, it's all good. 17 days to go and counting.
Man, until I count it down, y'all. Yeah. Count it down.
I know.
Yeah, count it down. So and don't forget November 5th through the 9th. I mean, if y'all can make it, you know what I'm saying, be there. We is going to be live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I ain't booking a hotel room because I'm be with somebody. I'm just playing. We're going to be live down Las Vegas, Nevada for November 5th through the 9th. It's going down. We're going to have some fun. This is a worldwide networking party. Come and meet people from all over the world. Fuck your neighborhood.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. I'm bringing some friends.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some friends.
You bring some friends? What kind of shit is that? I mean, like, y'all. What?
No, I've got, well, hopefully, if all goes well, I've got a bunch of people from over here going to be over there at the same time. So hopefully they can come through and party with us. We'll show you how us Aussies can party.
Oh, shit. You already tell me that enough. You done got hit over motherfucking head at a cafe. your own people done hit you across the head with a bottle. Let's see. yeah, that's how Aussies do it. We see how Aussies do it. Yeah.
No, they're not guys. They're girls. I'm bringing some girls with me.
All right. Oh, well, see. Let's see how the girls do it. Drive down the street and hit kangaroos and keep going.
You know what?
Let's see.
You know what? That's just so wrong. That's so fucking wrong.
Americans, hide the dogs. Keep them out the streets. I thought it was a bloat.
Oh, my God. Oh,
dude. That's how all of our Australian people come down here. Have a good time, man, you know. We down, so I'm Twittering this right now. We got Miss Tasha Triple X in the building, back on the show with full voice activation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yay. And I have to whisper, too, because there's people sleeping. So it's all good, though. That's why I'm very quiet.
Come in chat.
Tweeting.
Yeah, I'm doing the NFL move. I'm running. I'm finna make a touchdown. I'm in the L. Ha! I missed the ball because I was tweeting. Stupid motherfuckers. What the hell wrong with y'all? Fucking Shaq. Don't want to play the game because he want to tweet from the motherfucking sidelines and shit. What the hell? Bless
I
you want to
give a shout out to everybody who's listening. And you mentioned Goofy Bone and Miss Computer Lady. Hey.
Yeah, in the building.
And Old Ruder. Hey.
Oh, well, nah. I meant to say about Old Ruder.
Like
nah, he just had, I was on his show night before last, and he had.
Oh, well, big shout out to him
anyway. Yeah, well, Old Ruder, Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? Mile High 10 or whatever the fuck that shit he be drinking. Shit. I'm getting fucked up off the bourbon. You know what I'm saying?
On the bourbon.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, just been working on, you know, different little things. We got our new little company, Smelly Wetback Shrimp, you know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
Yeah. That's smelly wetback shrimp, you know what I'm saying? All the shrimp you can eat, girl. All the shrimp you... What? You think I'm playing?
Shrimp on the barbie?
Yeah. You think I'm playing? Check our commercial out.
No, I...
Yeah. We already got a commercial. We already got sponsors, you know what I'm saying? Smelly wetback shrimp. It's me and Goofball new shit. I'm telling you now. We endorsed heavily.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat, so many pounds of gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together, split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
Huh?
Nice.
All the shrimp you can eat. All right. You ain't ready for it, girl. You ain't ready. Just want to let you know, though. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah.
I want to say something. I want to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back.
Until you use me up.
I want to be on you. Wait.
Shout out to Miss Tasha Triple X back up in the building. We got to make a prank call real quick, Miss Tasha. Yeah,
okay.
Let's make it. We couldn't finna call Moe's Tavern in Springfield.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
That's cute.
Yeah,
that's so cute.
Yeah, they got prank calls of the day. Prank calls of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's going down,
mm-hmm.
You know. So, I forgot to give y'all the, you know, it was an explanation for Bush, you know what I'm saying? This is from my Arabian homeboy.
Bush in Kazakhstan, we laugh when we hear the name, because Bush means the hair around... Is the test is satchel.
What?
Oh man. Yeah. That's what Bush reminds. Bush reminds our Arabian homeboys of. You know what I'm saying? Hair around the testy areas. Yes, around the testes. Yes. Okay, Miss Computer Lady is back up in the building. We've been giving a shout out this whole time, and we've been getting totally ignored. So,
hi, Miss Computer Lady.
But she's back. You know what I'm saying? She's back up in the building. It's going down, Ruby, and just been doing that. You know what I'm saying? And since you back up in the building, I will go ahead because. You know, I actually played them in the club, though. You know what I'm saying? So you can let Jutan know they actually been featured in the club. I got them on a mix.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, they on a club
That's
mix and everything.
Cool.
Everybody. I played, I played one Saturday night, man. I mean, really, because it wasn't that many customers in that. Because the only problem when it ain't a problem playing the music. It's just a problem with bitches requesting dumbass shit that you don't really want to play at that time. So this particular night, you know what I'm saying, it was enough customers in there where bitches weren't making no special requests. I can just run it 2 hours straight.
Can I just say a quick something? If anybody's in New York City tonight, go check them out. They're at Crash Mansion tonight. I just wanted to put that out there. Go check them out.
Crash Mansion. And
Crash Mansion in New York City.
All right.
Go
give
show
y'all
my ladies
just
some support and love.
A little heads up. This is a little sample of them. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know what y'all are getting into tonight. This is Juke Time. And always hit Wrecking the Game Radio featuring DJ Smell So Good and Miss Tasha Triple X. Get at us. That's our remix.
That's right.
Well, right now you can get at me. You know what I'm saying? This is Juton. Yeah, right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Smoke him if you got him. If not, go get a drink.
Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. Yeah, for my theme music, you know what I'm saying? Got a little theme music to play right here real quick. Because this is closer to business time, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Right here, 12 minutes till the end of the hour. And this damn switch, I know Ball Talk, y'all be listening to this shit. So, yeah, you need to tighten up on the switch, man. This shit here is fucked up. Yeah, so she's making a real ass of myself on this motherfucking show. I'm trying to play my shit. Oh, I'm breathing. I'm breathing. Oh, yeah, I'm breathing. I'm breathing. Thanks. Oh, shit. Easy Fried in the motherfucking building. What? Shit, y'all. I'm a new jingle, you know what I'm saying? And normally I open up the show like that because it's business time, you know what I'm saying? Every time that starts. That's jingle,
that's
y'all.
That's awesome fucking
jingle.
Story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Yeah. And let y'all know, man, I got a new jam out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check out my new song by new artist that I'm promoting, Bill and Ted. You know, two white boys, you know what I'm saying? White boy Bill, he made the beat. Ted is the one that is the one on the rap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I'm doing some Milli Vanilli 3009 type shit right here, y'all. Y'all get ready for it. You know what I'm saying? Single on sale. Go to one of them websites and find it or and pick that up. Yeah, pick that up. You know what I'm saying? But I got my new artist that I'm, you know, I'm always on promotion. I'm always looking for hot talent. So, you got hot talent,
yeah.
Send it to smellybtrlive.com.
Smell something in the air? I do. It's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out.
Hey.
Who farted?
Hey.
I farted.
Hey.
Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh,
3009.
Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. What I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
And I always remember people. Oh, that's my jingle. That's my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's Bill and Ted. They coming out. Yeah. Letting everybody know, you know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Open the window.
You know what I'm saying? Bill and Ted, y'all. Yeah. Who farted? Yeah. That's P-H-R Ted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Farted. That's a new single. You know what I'm saying? Coming out. You know. You know, Brittany, I let you hear that new Brittany, too, didn't I? You know, she sent me an exclusive track.
No.
What?
I didn't. Mm-mm.
Damn, you've been gone for a minute. Damn, where you been at? Well, yeah, Britney Spears sent me a track, y'all. And, you know, I got it from Harry Spears. That's her manager. And, yeah, he got a track that it was really too hot for radio. But, you know what I'm saying, he know I'm uncut, uncensored. And it's Trilateral Reckoning Game Radio. And we will play it here. So I was like, man, you know, I don't really do that type of music, you know what I'm saying? But cause she ain't into it. But he was like, man, listen, brother, I'll do anything, you know what I'm saying? You know, I owe you. So I was like, cool, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, might need to, you know, network with you one day. So he sent me the track, and this is an exclusive right here. It's a Wrecking the Game exclusive. Only right here on Wrecking the Game Radio can you hear this new Britney Spears, man. Y'all get into it. Give me your feedback, you know what I'm saying, after the song. Yeah, because it's right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio.
No,
oh, baby,
I just gave it a push, but I didn't know it was that serious. I could not down wild horses, but it felt so fragrant to me. Oh, baby, baby, I'm breaking some wind. I ripped a big bar. I feel so ashamed.
Stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes, it is. Gas X and Beano. Went down the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
That's my shit right there.
Oops.
That's my shit.
Literally.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, man. That is my shit right there, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a new Britney Spears, man. Shouts out to Harry Spears for sending me that track. And, yeah. Oh, I'll let y'all know, man. This is live and exclusive. And who y'all got right here is Miss Tasha Triple X. And give y'all a little...
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again.
That's her AKA name.
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of... Never mind.
Yeah, AKA Miss Tasha Triple X. Live right here.
Why
right
I got to be Alotta Vagina? Why?
Oh.
Right. Oh, shit. You're funny.
My bad. I had played the wrong clip there. My bad. You know.
No. You always play that. That's fine.
These computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know, you messed up that thing, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, I ain't even tell you what the fuck happened, did I?
What the fuck happened?
Oh, shit. Hold on. I did something a little crazy.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Huh? Oh,
man. That's all I can say.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah. Right there live, man. And be right back at you, y'all. All right, you got 3 minutes to the show, man. Don't forget, we got Goofy Bone, 186 Deuce. Following this show, y'all can come back and check out the archive, man. If y'all felt y'all missed something, and I don't know, Go back to Wet Wednesdays. Go back and check that shit out in the archive. Matter of fact, go back and check out when I first started in February 2008. Listen to that show. And then, you know, just go through month for month, you know what I'm saying? Start listening to the progress. You know what I'm saying? We got better and better. And now we're going to form Trilateral Commission, Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got I Be the Wise One on the team. We got Miss Mouse. And, of course, we got Miss Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? It's all the backup co-hosts. You know what I'm saying? For the Trilateral shows. And we link worldwide, man, from Florida to Texas to Australia to where the fuck Mouse at?
Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Texas to Texas to California.
To Texas. Just,
to Las Vegas.
To Texas.
Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you. I ain't got none of that computer love and all that shit Goofy be playing, but, you know, I... Computer love. Boom. Boom. There you go. And shouts out to Kim's Whims.
Computer lady.
Yeah, Kim's Whims coming through. He's the rider. You know what I'm saying? And the party continues. Yeah. And you got 1 minute. Do what you got to do, girl.
I just want to give a big shout out to everybody listening. That's it. And if you're in New York City, go to Crash Mansion tonight. Check out Jatan. Please tell them I sent you. And yeah, love you all. Thanks for listening.
It's real. Well, we're going to close the show out with my dog Ash Wood, because I like to make a toast to all y'all. For, you know what I'm saying? Coming through and hanging out at the show.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, you?
Oh. Yeah, I love this song. It's been a while since I heard it.
So it's after that, then.
What's up,
you know,
Ashwood?
Ashwood. Yeah. Fuck, that nigga don't answer his phone, Ashwood. Though. But, you know.
Yeah.
Ashwood.
He needs to come through.
Yeah. So we out of here. I'd like to thank Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank Goofy Bone. You know, definitely Miss Tasha Triple X. Kim's Wilms, Miss Computer Lady, Soul Poetry. Everybody who came through with Madison Media. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you popping in and everybody holding it down. That's how we do it, man. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Live each and every day right here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all holler back. Ashwood making a toast. All right.
It's nothing like it. I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, did me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood.
Good.
Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step, though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West
what
Coast.
Up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats.
slash engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Vibe with me.
This my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hype yet, I tore down shows.
Show.
Even when they messed up my mic check,
yep.
The show must go on. Relax, even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast
to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast
to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.